Welcome to the Hospital Finance Podcast, your go-to source for information and insights that can help you protect and enhance revenue at your hospital. And now, the host of the Hospital Finance Podcast, Michael Passanante.
Hi, I'm Mike Passanante, your host for the Hospital Finance Podcast. And I'm joined today by Maria Miranda, who is our Director of Reimbursement Services here at Bessler Consulting. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
And Maria recently attended the Bundled Payment Summit in Atlanta, and she's joining us today to provide some of her impressions and reflections on that event. So Maria, let's jump right in. What was your most fascinating finding from the event? What is the thing that you learned that was just the most fascinating thing?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, the one thing that really stuck out was the need to really view this as a clinical venture and not just a financial one. Being financial folks here, it's difficult for us to sometimes see that aspect of it because you get lost in the calculations, the savings, your total risk exposure. With the CJR, we're talking about net reconciliation payments, et cetera. And you forget that the reason that we're doing this is really to improve patient outcomes. And as a result, if you're lucky, you'll also reduce costs. So, it's difficult for some providers to believe that CMS isn't just finding ways to reduce the cost. And obviously they are. They need to. If we want to keep the Medicare program alive, you really do need to find ways to reduce the cost. But if you think of it in terms of improving patient satisfaction and improving outcomes, then you're more likely to succeed with bundled payments.
What were some of the biggest concerns that you heard from attendees on site?
Well, as with anything, if you're used to working with CMS data, it can be just very difficult. It's not user-friendly. There's so many aspects to bundled payment and CJR that you really want to be able to drill down and get as much out of the data as possible. So the fact that the data is difficult to work with and the fact that hospitals don't even have access to that data yet and may not get the data until a week or a few days before CJR is live is a huge concern to hospitals.
So did you get the impression that hospitals were prepared for CJR or are prepared for CJR?
I want to say yes and no. I think it depends on the type of facility and what your experience has been with bundled payments. So bundled payments have been around since 2011. And some hospitals already have experience with bundled payments. The only thing that makes this different is that CJR is mandatory, so you're not choosing to be part of CJR. So if you've had some experience with bundled payments, you kind of know what to expect. If you've been, you may already know what the CMS data is going to look like and what your plan is to move forward with that. But at the same time, you may not have accepted risk, whereas this is brand new because now you're accepting risk. I also find that hospitals that are very large and are part of a system, they have access to resources that perhaps some standalone hospitals don't have. So they may have an easier time with this. And also hospitals that own their own health plan, they already have this data. So they may not really need too much from CMS. They already have access. They know where their patients are going. They know how much they're paying for these other services, post-acute services. So I think that depending on the type of facility and what your experience has been with bundled payments, that really determines whether or not you're ready for CJR.
So you mentioned larger facilities. Do you feel or do you get the impression that most hospitals have the data they need to make decisions around these mandatory bundled payment initiatives? Or is that just a portion of those hospitals, those large hospitals?
Yeah, the problem with the bundled payments and specifically CJR is that hospitals, they have access to their own data. They know how much it costs them to take care of the patient, and they know what has gone into that procedure. They know how much they're going to get paid, but they don't have the information for the other post-acute. They have no idea what Medicare is paying those other post-acute payers, providers, I apologize. So honestly, no, they don't. They know what their spend is. They don't know what the total spend is.
Okay. Can you just quickly bring us inside the conversations around how clinical approaches looking at bundled payments versus how finance might look at bundled payments and how those worlds sort of come together to deal with this issue?
Sure. So in terms of clinical approaches, there are different approaches that are being explored. One of the things that came up during the conference was telemedicine and how much that will play a role because of the added access that you have to patients. Some of the other things that were explored was also what happens prior to that surgery, prior to the actual admission. There are things that you can do before the admission that will determine whether or not the surgery is successful and will determine whether or not the patient is prepared to go home. So all of those things and looking at it from that perspective gives you a better outcome. Also, there are apps that are being explored. There are like handheld devices that could be lent out to patients. There are a lot of different things that hospitals are doing. They're including patient navigators that basically work with patients and educate patients. So there are a lot of different clinical approaches. There isn't one, you know, one size fits all. And obviously that's different from the financial side. I think you said, what are some of the approaches on the financial side? On the financial side, you're really trying to figure out who you're going to be working with, who those collaborators are, you know, how you're going to contract with some of these providers, how much of the pot you're willing to share. So there, it's different aspects. It all does come together nicely, but a lot of different things that you could explore.
So one of the things that we've heard about in CJR is this idea of bringing collaborators in to share the risk across the bundle mm-hmm. payments. Can you give us your impressions around how hospitals might choose to approach collaborators and sort of what that dynamic looks like right now?
Sure. So I think the first thing you need to do is figure out, you know, who are they? Where, you know, and most hospitals know where most of their patients are going and they have a lot of these relationships. But sometimes looking at the data, you know, that'll give you another indication as well. You don't want to have 20 different collaborators. You want to be able to bring together a team that's going to be able to work on the clinical pathways together and basically be going towards the same goal. So in choosing the collaborators, you need to see A, where the volume is, but two, you need to know that those collaborators are engaged, that they want the same thing you want. And I mean, most providers really want what's best for their patient. They want to improve patient satisfaction. They want to improve the overall outcome. So I think just getting collaborators on the same page, ones that are willing to participate, be part of the care path, be willing to work with the patients, those are the ones that you need to identify. And you need to whittle it down to a manageable amount of collaborators. You know, I've spoken to some providers and, you know, the CJR model does allow you to share up to a certain percentage of assuming that you get a net reconciliation payment. I think most providers are willing to pretty much go up to that cap. And I've also heard from hospitals that not only are they willing to share, they're willing to share that with collaborators, but they're also willing to share any internal hospital savings. So if you're able to bring down the cost of, you know, the items that are purchased, then if they're able to bring down that total hospital cost, they're willing to share that with collaborators as well.
So we're early in 2016 here. If you had to bring out your crystal ball and give us your predictions for how bundle payments are going to start to play out through the rest of this year, what would you say?
I think it's going to be a very interesting year. Luckily, the hospitals are not at risk financially with CJR in 2016. So I think it's going to be a very busy year, very interesting year. I think it's successful because from what I can tell, providers want this. They want what's best for the patients. They want to be able to manage these cases this way. So I think it is going to be successful. And, you know, they'll be accepting risk in 2017. So again, it's going to be a very busy year because you want to get all your ducks in a row so that you're ready for 2017 when you do assume risk.
Maria, thanks for bringing us your impressions and thoughts from the meeting in Atlanta.
You're very welcome.
For more information about CJR, Get our new special report at Bessler.com/CJR. This new report discusses how CJR works, describes the responsibilities of anchor hospitals, affiliation agreements, NPRA, and the corrections and appeals process. Again, that's Bessler.com/CJR.
This concludes today's episode of the Hospital Finance Podcast. For show notes and additional resources to help you protect and enhance revenue at your hospital, visit Bessler.com/podcasts. The Hospital Finance Podcast is a production of Bessler Consulting.